شكرا سيد الرئيس. اسمحوا لي من باب المشاركة في هذا النقاش التفاعلي البناء أن أعرج على نقطة هامة بخصوص الأطر القانونية والمعيارية التي تنطبق على الفضاء الخارجي.
Can you hear me? Can you hear the English channel?
شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wish to take part in this constructive dialogue regarding the rules and norms that applies to outer space. We believe that the application of IHL and international law, including the UN Charter, the IHL, we have to look at the same time at the problematics of applying such rules under the current circumstances and in order to clarify all concepts. All controversial issues have been presented in the report of Outer Space Commission on Paros. That is why, with regard to the norms and rules, can be viewed from different angles, which necessitate some codification and laying down a legal framework for its use in outer space. So we have to be quite balanced in this approach, ranging from negotiations on legally binding principles and some other non-binding texts. However, this will not replace the legally binding issues. And that is why this open-ended working group should take into account all the different situations and not to take one sole approach that will not seek common understanding. As we said on Monday, we have to understand and to find complementarity in order to prevent arms race in outer space and the responsible behavior by states in outer space in order to have their positive impact on the conference of disarmament in order to achieve our main objective, the sustainability and the use of outer space away from armed conflicts.